And I really just want to, our first service, we just had an incredible time here in the altars at the end of the service. And I hope today we can experience the same. And as we continue to worship the Lord in an attitude of worship, I know a lot of you have plans, but let me just encourage you to just set your heart to wait on Him and see what He has to say to you today through this message. We're talking about mountain people. We're closing out the series, The Meeting Place on the Tabernacle, and we're talking about mountain people. And earlier in the week, I was just driving down the road on the way home, and this passage of Scripture, Exodus 19 and 3, well, just the verses jumped up in my heart to start out with. And then when I got home, I read them, and we have read these in the beginning of this series. And I want to focus on verse 3, but let's go ahead and read verses 1 and 2. It says, exactly 2 months after the Israelites left Egypt, they arrived in the wilderness of Sinai. And breaking camp at Rephidim, they came to the wilderness of Sinai and set up camp there at the base of Mount Sinai. Then Moses climbed the mountain to appear before God. The Lord called to him from the mountain and said, give these instructions to the family of Jacob, announce it to the descendants of Israel. And I just want to ask you this question, those of you who are here today, those of you watching our live stream, and so good to have you. When was the last time that you've been to the mountain of God? When is the last time you visited the mountain of God? For it was on that mountain that Moses met God. And the Bible says that God spoke from the mountain. When was the last time that you've been to the mountain? I value the times that I pray driving down the road. I value all those times. But when was the last time you climbed the mountain just to hear what God had to say? Wow. When was the last time you climbed the mountain to meet with God? Not for Him to hear what you have to say, but for you to hear what He has to say. How many of you at times have had plenty to say to God? But when did you climb that mountain to just hear Him and what He has to say to you today? You're not there to tell God what you want, but you're there to hear what He wants. Is it possible that God has something for my life that I don't know about yet? Is it possible that God wants to say something to me that I just haven't positioned myself to hear yet? What He has to say. Have you climbed the mountain lately? Have you climbed the mountain lately? Just as Moses did, climb the mountain to hear what God has to say. I know I love this Bible. If you know me, you know I love the Bible. I love it from front to back. I feel like the Old Testament is the New Testament concealed and the New Testament is the Old Testament revealed. It all points to Jesus. This tabernacle that we've been talking about in this series, it all points to Jesus Christ and who He is. I love this Bible. And we're even in a series on Wednesday nights now where I encourage you to come out if you have. I mean, this last Wednesday was incredible. And we started the series and really it's about hearing God. It's really about hearing God. And this Wednesday, they're going to talk about hearing God through the Scripture. And certainly when you read the Bible and you pray, you hear God's voice and you become familiar with God's voice in the Bible, okay? And I value that so, so much. But could it be possible that God has something to say to you? Maybe that's not right here in this Word. Did any of you find your spouse's name in this Bible? Did you, Paul? Yeah, Christy did, Paul. Yeah, okay, well, Yeah, there you go. Yes, she did. You found Paul. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, most didn't. But that's good. I like that. But or the job that you're supposed to take, or whatever your the particular step that you're supposed to take in life, have any of you opened up the Bible and just, you know, found that specific instruction for your life? No. Most of us haven't. Well, where does that come? It comes from climbing the mountain and hearing what God has to say. What is he saying to you? What is he saying to me? Have you climbed the mountain lately? Just as Moses climbed the mountain to hear God. See, in this passage of scripture, the book of Exodus, we know that God has delivered the children of Israel and out of Egyptian bondage. He said 2 months afterwards, that after he'd done that, they were out in the wilderness. They were at Mount Sinai. And from there, that's where Moses went up on Mount Sinai to meet with God. But the children of Israel stayed down, the Bible says, at the base of the mountain. They didn't go up the mountain at that time. You know, only Moses was allowed up there. And they stayed down at the base of the mountain. Well, Moses stayed up there longer than they expected, longer than they wanted. You can read about it in Exodus 32. I'm not going to look at the particular scripture, but the Bible says that in that place, in Exodus 32, they're at the base of the mountain, that they begin to build an idol, a calf, and worship that calf. Wow. Sometimes the longer that we stay at the base of the mountain and not get to the top of the mountain, we begin to worship things that we don't need to worship. Here's what Dr. Jack Hayford said about that passage of scripture. He said the calf clearly represents their impatience and intent to worship God on their own terms rather than on his. Wow. That the longer we stay at the base of the mountain, you see, at the base of the mountain, you become familiar with the mountain. You look up the mountain, you see what's up the mountain, you see there, and you become familiar with it. But oftentimes, if we don't climb the mountain, we begin to worship God in a way that we want to worship him on our terms and not on his. God's calling us to the mountain. When was the last time that you've been to the mountain to hear what God has to say? Not just him hear what you have to say. Have you climbed the mountain lately? Have you climbed the mountain lately? I had a whole another message prepared for this Sunday. I prepared it before I did our Sunday in the park. And by the way, Sunday in the park was so much fun. Thanks for everybody that was able to be there and all those that worked and prepared and cooked and did it, cleaned up afterwards and all of that. But I had prepared a message for this Sunday before that Sunday and just shared a tidbit of it at the park. And yesterday morning, I was just in my personal Bible reading time, and I've been reading through the Gospels, and I'm in the book of Luke right now, and reading the book of Luke, and I come across this passage of scripture in Luke 6, verse 12, yesterday morning, and it said this: one day soon afterward, Jesus went up on a mountain to pray, and he prayed to God all night long. And at that moment, the Holy Spirit reminded me of what I'd read in Exodus chapter 19 earlier in the week when he laid that passage of scripture on my heart. And in about 5 minutes, the Holy Spirit just downloaded this message into my heart for today. And the purpose of this message is, well, I mean, even Jesus went to the mountain. It's just to ask you, have you been to the mountain lately? Or could I ask you a question I didn't ask the first service? Have you become familiar with just the base of the mountain? Or have you been to the mountain. Again in Matthew 14 and 23, and this is actually a different instance. It says, and when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. Now when evening came, he was alone there. Wow. There he was again, Jesus going to the mountain. Jesus was a mountain person. The title of this message is Mountain People. I want us all to become mountain people. That we take time in our life to get to the mountain of God, to hear what God has to say. That I'm not just cruising through life, that cruise-o-matic thing, you know. Any of you ever do that? You punch cruise, boom. We do that in life so many times. I shared it in the first service. Let me share it here because it's really interesting to me. It's kind of frustrating too at times. Is I have become so familiar with shutting my garage door that I forget I shut it, and I'm driving down the road, and I'm like, wow, did I shut the garage door? And we live out in the country, and so what do I do every time? Jeannie can tell you, sometimes she's with me. I back up, and I look at the door. Yep, I did shut it. But it's just so familiar to me. It's something I do every time I leave the house. I shut the garage door that sometimes I forget that I even shut it. I just push the button. Just kind of cruise-o-matic there. I push the button and I get on the road and I'm like, did I shut that garage door? And I just can't stand leaving the house not knowing for sure that I shut the garage door. And so I back up and I look and yep, sure enough, it's shut. It's been shut every time. And I've done it several times lately. But many times we all live life that way, is that we're doing things we don't even realize. We're just kind of cruising through life. And we can do that in our Christian walk with God as well. We've become so familiar with the things of Christianity and what we do as a Christian, you know, is that we check it off of our list. Okay, I went to church today. Check it off. I paid my tithe today. I check it off. Yeah, I even went on Wednesday. I'm a radical Christian and I check it off. And I mean, I just start checking these things off. And we're doing it because we're on cruise. We're cruising. This cruise-o-matic. You know? I read my Bible every morning. I read my Bible. Boom, boom, boom. But when's the last time that I've been to the mountain to hear what God has to say? To hear what he has to say. And not just cruising through life, not just doing things because I know that I'm supposed to do those things. Wow. Have you been to the mountain lately? Those of you watching our live stream, have you been to the mountain lately? To hear what he has to say to you. Oh, what is God saying to you today? The mountain speaks of, number one, the mountain speaks of desire. God, I desire to hear from you. God, I desire a word from you. God, I desire to hear what you have to say. Father, I desire to spend time with you. You know, desire speaks of value. I value your voice in my life. I value what you're saying to me. I need to hear you. In Mark chapter 6, verse 46, again, it's Jesus, and this is the parallel scripture in the book of Mark, the Gospel of Mark, to the one I read in Matthew chapter 14. It's, and when he had sent them away, he departed to the mountain to pray. When he had sent them away, he departed to the mountain to pray. In another translation, it says this, and when he said goodbye, bye-bye. You know what desire will do for you to hear God's voice? Say bye-bye to some things that have been distracting you from hearing his voice. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Not in a, you know, bye-bye. Bye-bye. Jesus was around a group of people. He was around his disciples. And the Bible says he departed. He sent them away and he went to the mountain to pray. Sometimes that desire in us to hear his voice must move us to a place to say bye-bye to some things. Bye-bye. I'll get back to you. You know, goodbye doesn't mean it's a permanent thing. I've got to go over here. I have a desire to hear what my Father has to say to me. You know, all in Jesus' life, they were always trying to get Jesus to do what they wanted him to do. Always. Always. You know, they wanted to make him a king. My kingdom's not of this earth, guys. You know. Always trying, but Jesus, he went to the mountain on a regular basis. He had a desire to hear what his Father had to say, my friend. And to do that sometimes in our life, we have to be willing to say bye-bye to some things that are distracting us. Even some things that have us on cruise-o-matic. Bye-bye. Depart from them. Go and depart and go. And hear what God has to say. Desire. And let me just ask you quite just boldly if I can. Is it possible that maybe you haven't sensed that desire because you have a desire for other things? And I believe it's okay. I took that phrase, desire for other things, actually from the book of Mark, chapter 4, verse 19, where Jesus is talking. It's the parable of, that scripture's not up, I don't have it as a scripture verse up there, but it's in that parable of the sower where Jesus is talking about the word being sown in our hearts, in the soil of our hearts, and producing fruit. And in verse 19, it says this, that the word did not produce in their life because they had a desire for other things. And I believe I'm safe here in saying sometimes if I don't have that desire to get to the mountain and hear what God has to say, it could be because I have a desire for other things. Have you been to the mountain lately? Have you been to the mountain lately? Not so God can hear what you have to say, but so you can hear what he has to say. What he has to say. The mountain speaks of desire. This next thing is the mountain speaks of intentionality. Jesus was intentional. In that same verse in chapter Mark, it said, and when he had sent them away, he departed to the mountain to pray. He departed. He was intentional about climbing the mountain and praying to God all alone. It speaks of intentionality. That's what the mountain tells us, is that I'm going to be intentional about hearing God's voice, about getting into his presence alone. And hearing what he has to say. I like what Matthew chapter 6 verse 6 says. And really it's talking about, Jesus is talking about the motivation in prayer. But it says this, and a lot of you have heard this verse. It says, but you, when you pray, go into your room. That's intentionality. That's being intentional. When you pray, go into your room. And when you have shut the door. Wow. How many of us go and pray, but we don't shut the door? What's shutting the door? Bye-bye. Being intentional. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, cell phone. Bye-bye. You're not going in there with me. You're too distracting. You know, bye-bye, TV. You're off. That's distracting. Bye-bye. Being intentional about those things that are distracting us from going to the mountain. Going into the room, shutting the door. Oh. Pray to your Father who is in that secret place. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. Oh. The mountain speaks of intentionality. It speaks of desire. Hey, God, I want you. Can I ask you again? Have you been to the mountain lately? Have you stopped your routine and you've been to the mountain lately? I felt it while we were praying for people in the first service. I had this thing that I believe the Holy Spirit put in my heart, and I feel like I need to share it right now with this, and being intentional in this area of having desire and intentionality. Is any of you ever rode a horse on a trail? You know, you've been going somewhere and you've got on those horses that they train and all of that. Have you ever tried to get that horse off of that trail? That horse does not want to get off that trail. That horse knows where the stable is, it knows the route, and it's headed back there. And I've tried my best. I've rode one. I've got on it, and man, I'm just, I'm just pulling that, but that thing is like, I ain't going where you want to go. I'm going that way. I'm going to that stable. And some of us have been on the trail for so long. And the same trail for so long. That we haven't went to the mountain to hear what God had to say. Because God might give us a different trail to be on. Wow. He just might. I need to say this. I've got to say this. It's very possible that God might ask you to do something you don't want to do. It's just the truth. But then again, he might ask you to do something you want to do. You know? It's so important that we are willing to go to the mountain to God and hear what he has to say. And be intentional about it. Be intentional about it, my friend. The mountain speaks of desire and intentionality. Then the mountain speaks of need. Not that I have needs. But what is that need I'm talking about? Is that, God, I need you. More than I need anything else in my life, God, I need you. That's what the mountain says. God, I need you. I need to hear your voice. I need you in my life. It says, God, I need you. And it's an incredible revelation in your life and in my life when we have this revelation that the greatest need that we have is that we need God. Is that we need God. Because when you have God, everything else is there. But God, I need you in my life. And the mountain speaks of need. That I have a desire and I intentionally go to that mountain because, God, I need to hear what you have to say. Climbing the mountain is saying, God, I can't do without you. God, I need you. God, I need you. In Luke 5 and 16, and it's talking again about Jesus going to prayer, but he's going to prayer in the wilderness. But the word that I want to bring out is the Bible says, but Jesus often withdrew to the wilderness to pray. And that often withdrew, what that is saying is that Jesus habitually prayed. Wow. He had a habit of prayer. He habitually prayed, the Bible says. Why? Because he needed God. Man, if there's anybody that needed God, it was Jesus. Look at the mission that he had on this earth. Even though he was the Son of God, he was also the Son of Man, and he prayed. And the Bible even said he needed the Holy Spirit. He had the Holy Spirit in him. And my friends, he recognized that he needed to hear his Father's voice. And he intentionally, my friend, because he needed God, he intentionally climbed the mountain. Habitually, Jesus found a place to hear what his Father was saying. God, what are you saying to me? What are you saying to me, God? What are you saying? Wow, I like this second service because it just seems like the Holy Spirit just gives me little things that I didn't say in the first one. And just so you know, it's possible. It's just, look at your neighbor and say, it's just possible. Come on, that wasn't very loud. That wasn't very convincing. It's possible.
It is possible.
It's possible that God might say something to you different than what he said 5 years ago. He may say something to you different than what he said yesterday. 1 minute he's telling Abraham, go sacrifice your son right up there on that altar. And then the next minute he says, stop. Thank God Abraham was listening, right? And you know where that happened? On a mountain. On a mountain. God says, stop, stop. Got the ram here provided for you. Stop. Happened on a mountain. Wow. God, I need you. I need to hear your voice. I can't live without you, Father. I need you. Jesus habitually went to pray. Climbing the mountain says, God, I need you. Passage of scripture in Romans chapter 3. And in, I'm sorry, Revelation chapter 3, Jesus is talking, you know, in the first part of Revelation, he's talking to different churches there and giving John a vision there. And here's what he says about the church, and I'd encourage you to go read the whole thing later, but about the church in Laodicea, and you know, this is where he says, you know, you're neither hot nor cold because you're lukewarm. I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. But Jesus said this, and John wrote in Revelation 3:17, you say, I am rich, and I have everything I want. I don't need a thing. Wow. What an unhealthy place to be in. Where I'm at a place where I don't need a thing. No, what I need, my greatest need is that I need God. We're very blessed in America, I'm telling you, my friends. And it's very easy to get to a place to where we're so blessed with everything and we've got all of these things around, and it is so easy us for saying, you know, I really don't need anything. Well, yeah, you do need something. You need to hear what God has to say to you today. And have you climbed the mountain lately to hear what he has to say? Christy, if you don't mind coming. He said, you know, they said, I don't need a thing. And you don't realize that you are wretched, miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked. And what does he tell them in verse 20? Look, I stand at the door and knock. He's talking to a church. If I stand at the door and knock. He said, I stand at the door and knock. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in. And we will share a meal together as friends. He's saying that to a church. That he just said, you don't even realize it because you've said, I don't need a thing. He said, you're blind, you're wretched, you're miserable. And then he said, I'm knocking at the door. And let me just rephrase it a little bit if I can. If you'll open the door, we'll go to the mountain together. We'll spend time together on the mountain. That's what he told him. We'll spend time together on the mountain. And I don't know who I'm talking to right now. Maybe somebody here, maybe something there. But there was a time that God spoke to you and it was a word that burned in your heart. I mean, it burned. You knew it was God and he was speaking to you. And it burned. I mean, it burned. It burned. And right now, it doesn't even seem like there's any kind of a flame there. But I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying this, if you'll just begin to fan those coals off of that fire. Because it's still there. The word of the Lord is still there. If you'll just begin to fan those coals, that flame will reignite. The flame will reignite. It'll reignite. But my greatest need, friend, is I need God. And so many times we can get to the place to where, well, I don't really need a thing. No, you need God. You need God. No matter how much money you have, you need God. No matter how much property, how many things you have, no matter how intelligent you are, whatever it is, no matter your gifts, your talents, your skills, you need God. And the mountain speaks of, I need you, God. And I climb the mountain intentionally because I have a desire to hear what he has to say to me. I want us to be mountain people. People that regularly climb the mountain. We say bye-bye to some things. Bye-bye. 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 You know, saying bye-bye for a season doesn't mean that's not important. It means there's something of a bit of a higher priority in my life. And that's hearing what God has to say. God, what do you want to say to me today? What do you want to say to me today? Wow, the mountain speaks of need. And the last thing, the mountain speaks of surrender. It speaks of surrender. And if you've been needing a word from God and you haven't heard anything, listen, there's nothing more that God wants to do than direct your life. In fact, I believe God is better at leading you than Satan is at deceiving you. There's nothing more that God wants to do than to lead your life. If you're in a place and you've been asking and you haven't been hearing anything, is it possible, just is it possible that God knows you're not ready to hear what he has to say and do what he has to say. See, that's surrender. That's surrender. Is it possible? Do you think God expected Moses to walk down from that mountain and do what he said to do? Absolutely. Was God saying something to Moses that he'd never heard before? Absolutely. It's a new journey. Oh boy, I gotta lead these people. He's on a new journey, man. He needed to hear God. When he walked down that mountain, God was expecting him to do what he had to say. What he said. Have you climbed the mountain lately? Have you climbed the mountain to hear what God had to say? In Matthew chapter 26, verses 36 to 39, talking about Jesus, it says, then Jesus came with them to a place called Gethsemane and said to the disciples, sit here while I go and pray over there. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and he began to be sorrowful and deeply distressed. Then he said to them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch with me. He went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. You know what that nevertheless, not as I will, but your will is? Surrender. That's what climbing the mountain is, a place of surrender. It's a place of surrender. How many of you have ever been at the place? It's probably just me. I don't know. I don't know if any of you have ever been at the place. Well, you know what? I just want what I want. Anybody? You don't have to rate. Yeah, thank you for being honest. Yeah. Well, I just want what I want. I just want what I want. You ever had anybody? Well, if they don't want to do it my way, I just won't do it. It's almost like if you're not going to play ball with me, if you're not going to play ball the way I want to play ball, I'm going to play ball. You know, take my ball and go play somewhere else. It's very possible. It's very possible that at the mountain and hearing God, it might be a place where you're surrendering to his voice and what he wants and not always what you want. It's very possible. But here's what I also believe, okay, is that God doesn't want to hit the ball and drag you to first base. God put a desire in there to do what he wants. If I can just give you a little bit of, and all I see many mature believers sitting in this place, and you know the word, you study the word, and all. But can I just give you my little 2 cents right here? It's that it's so much easier. If I just have a predisposition of God, whatever you say, I'll do. That's my desire. It's so much easier. It is. And have I always been there? No, not at, no, 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 no. I haven't. I haven't. I haven't. Last Sunday, I am closing. That was my last point. And I'm going to show you a couple of pictures in a minute. But last Sunday, I did something that I don't always like to do sometimes, and sometimes I make good excuses for it, okay? Well, they're working. I don't need to interrupt their work, okay? You know, but there was a, we were at, it was last Sunday, wasn't it? We were at Rib Crib. Was that Sunday? No, that wasn't Sunday. That was another day we were at Rib Crib with the family, huh? Yeah, we had Justin and Kayla were there, and Stacy was there, and the grandkids were there. That wasn't Sunday, was it? That was another day. But whatever day it was, it don't matter. And so I'm sitting there, and the lady that's waiting on us, First, I asked her name, you know, and her name was Danny, and just cute little lady, and had no idea and about what was going on in her life. And the Lord spoke to me and says, you need to tell her that if I had a refrigerator in heaven, her picture would be on it. And I'm like, she's working, you know. She's working. I mean, that may not make sense to her. She came back and I just looked at her and I said, Danny, God wants you to know that if he had a refrigerator in heaven, your picture would be on it. And she just started to weep. And she said, this last Sunday, I just went to the church for the first time in a long time. And she said, I'm in drug and alcohol recovery. And I'm just in the process of being able to see my kid again. And at that moment, see, I didn't know all that stuff was going on in her life, but God did. And she needed to hear that. Because don't you know what kind of guilt and condemnation had been trying to jump on her life because she lost her kid, she'd made mistakes and lost her kid, and it was going through this and all of that, of how the enemy would try to guilt, you're worthless, you're not worth nothing, you know, and all of those kind of things. But at that moment, what God wanted to say to her, and it's not about me, it's about God and her, and what God wanted to say to her was like, I love you and I value you. And she just began to weep. You see, I honestly had to, some people is easy at that. Some people just talk to everybody in the restaurant. I'm not that way. Don't listen, if you don't want somebody talking to everybody in the restaurant when you go, don't go with them, Ken Thompson. I mean, it's just like, especially, what's it, McAllister's. It's just like, dude, do you own this thing or something? Do these people work for you? Because like everybody in the place is like nosy. And I'm like, I'm trying to eat my sandwich and talk to you. And everybody's coming up talking to him, you know. I'm like, good grief, man. That's wrong. But you have to be willing to surrender. That's what the mountain is, a place of surrender. Whatever God tells you. It's a place of surrender. That's what Jesus did. And here's a picture of that. It's the mountain versus the Garden of Gethsemane. And those trees that are there are just hundreds and hundreds of years old in the garden. And I've had just a wonderful privilege of being there a couple of times, of what they believe was the place where Jesus prayed. But where is that located? Well, it's located on the Mount of Olives. It's on the western slopes of the Mount of Olives that overlooks Jerusalem and the eastern wall of Jerusalem. There is Jesus on the Mount of Olives, praying, saying, God, not my will, your will be done. See, mountain people, won't you stand with me? See, the mountain is a place of surrender. I want you to be mountain people. But the mountain speaks of desire. It speaks of intentionality. It speaks of need. It speaks of surrender. It speaks of surrender. I just want to ask you, when was the last time you've been to the mountain to just listen to what God has to say? I know you've got some things to say, we all do. When was the last time you've been to the mountain just to hear what God has to say? Not what circumstances have to say. And it's like, you know, here at Encounter Church, we are we believe the whole Bible. We are full gospel. We believe in words of wisdom, words of knowledge. We believe in the prophetic and things. And I just love it when people come up to me with a word from the Lord, and it's encouraging. And I know a lot of you have had that happen in your life, and somebody's come up and said something to you at just the right time, you know, and it's awesome. And we always need to value that. But my friends, there's nothing like being in God's presence and hearing him speak to you. Changes everything. Hearing him speak to you. And I just want to ask you, when's the last time you've been to the mountain? When's the last time you've been to the mountain? same way I did in the first service. I feel like it's okay to do that with the Holy Spirit. You say, Ken, I really need some direction from the Lord right now in my life. I really need some direction from the Lord. What I want you to do is I want you to step forward, come forward, and just come up to the front right now. Don't be embarrassed if you're new here. You've been here a few times. I really need some direction from the Lord. I need a word from the Lord. Thank you for your courage, Liz. Thank you, Jonathan. As some are coming, if y'all would just move this way a little bit. I need some direction from the Lord. I need God to speak to me. I need to hear His voice. I'm going to give it just a moment. Anyone else? You need God to speak to you. You at home, if this applies to you, I want to ask you to just put it there in the comments or contact us. Contact our church office on Facebook and on our webpage, encounterpeople.tv. Our phone number's there. Just get a hold of us. But if you really need God to speak and you need to hear what He has to say, you need to hear what He has to say. Yeah, thank you, Mom. You need to hear what He has to say. I'm going to ask you to come forward. If you need to just be honest. It's okay. We're not going to worry. I know it's Father's Day, and I'll tell you, like I told the first service, we didn't worry about the time of the second service at all. It's only if we finished 5-10 minutes before it started. And I know you got Father's Day stuff planned, and you're going to meet people, but for just a moment, man, people need direction from the Lord, friends. And God is speaking. And when I'm challenging some of our prayer partners to come, and especially if you're family with someone that's up here, come get behind them. It's okay. All right? But our prayer partners that are here, your family, come on. Come on. Man, that's your family up here. I just feel that strongly. Oh, how families need to be so united. Come on, just get behind somebody. Some of you know what it is to really need a word from God, and you've got a decision that you can't open this book, and there it is. And we've all been there, okay? I know what that is. That's tough. And we're afraid of making a wrong choice, and that's a thing right there that we have to overcome is fear, because God hasn't given us a spirit of fear. I found that even when I make a wrong decision, if I'll just trust in God, He'll get it right. He'll get it right, because no decision is a decision. It's a decision. No decision is a decision. But I'm praying that you hear it. It sure is much nicer when God speaks and you hear Him and you know. It still requires faith. He's got faith. But my challenge to you, if you need direction from God, is to climb the mountain. And my prayer is that the Holy Spirit will put a desire in you to make it intentional. To say bye-bye to some things. Bye-bye. And again, when I say that, it just may be for a season. You know? Doesn't mean we're rude or mean or anything else or unkind. We're just saying, okay, I need to bye-bye for a while. Jesus said it to all these people around Him. He's like, bye-bye. And He departed. Because He needed a word from His Father. And that's what we need to do sometimes. And so that's what I'm praying is that for you is that, and those of you watching, is that it'll be there. First of all, a desire will be birthed there. I need a word from God. And then you'll just be intentional and recognize that you need Him. And then you'd be willing to just surrender to whatever He says. God, whatever You say. Not what I want, what You want. So Father, right now in Jesus' name, I pray for every one of these that step forward, God. Holy Spirit, You're here in this place. Your presence is in this place. And I thank You for that. And I ask You, I know this word, Father, for You just to drop something in my heart like that is for the people today, God, and those that might even listen on our live stream in the next few days. And Father, by the response of the people that come forward in both the first and the second service, I thank You for the Holy Spirit and what He's doing in our lives. It just shows how much You care. It's how much You care, and You want Your people to hear Your voice. But oh God, we live in such a, God, I repent. We live in such a noisy culture, God, that we've allowed things, God, to pull us away. Things that we've put more importance on than hearing You. God, I repent for that myself. things that I thought were so important that I just ignored, God, climbing the mountain. And Father, it's about first, it's about priority. And again, I hear us, your Spirit saying it. Friends, in the book of Haggai, I want to encourage you to go there and read, because I'm not going to explain all the circumstances in Haggai chapter 1, but what was happening, the prophet speaking to them, and what they were supposed to be doing was building the temple of God. And the prophet speaks to them and says, you're dwelling in your own houses when my temple lies a waste. Well, you're the temple now. You're the temple. The Bible says you're the temple of the Holy Spirit. But in the book of Haggai, the prophet speaks to him and says, all these things are happening to you because you're dwelling in your own sealed houses, and my temple lies in ruins. And here's what he told them. He said, go to the mountain and get wood and build my temple. Go to the mountain. There's the mountain again. Get wood and build my temple. And what is that about? It's about priority. That God, your voice is a priority in my life. And you know, the Bible says that when the people did that, the Spirit began to move upon the whole group of people to build the temple. Wow. It's about priority. And so, Father, I pray. You know, maybe they felt like they couldn't do it because they were experiencing lack in their life and all of that. But whatever it is, the prophet said, just build my temple. Put it first. And that's about hearing God's voice. It needs to be priority. Again, I value friends. I value counsel. I value all those things. But God's voice needs to have the most value in our life. And we need to value his voice in other people's life too. And so, Father, right now, I pray for every person that stepped forward. I know they're facing decisions they need to make. And God, I just pray right now, even that decision will not bring them unrest and fear. But Father, what they'll do is just make an effort. They'll be intentional about getting into your presence and climbing the mountain. And you don't have to climb a literal mountain. You can if the Holy Spirit leads you to. Your mountain can be in your bedroom or your living room, but the mountain's really in your heart. If you climb the mountain to hear God. So, Father, in Jesus' name, I pray that your Holy Spirit will draw every person to Jesus. Be a greater revelation of Jesus. And I pray, God, that they will just position themselves on the mountain to hear what you have to say.